actually asking people to come and...
Yeah, I just realised that.
You're actually asking people to come and vote. You've had 52 people sit in here and they don't know how to do it. So this is the most crucial part. Jim, can you please restart again? Because a lot of members want to get active, but it's just a bureaucracy that's knocking them out, if I have to talk my truth. So Jim, thank you for answering my question. Can you please start again?
Sure. Edit the model. It's not an easy process, but you got to be, you know, you got to get the secret handshake and be part of the club. And this is part of the sharing of the information, right? You know, it's okay to ask questions and good to do that. So anyhow, the part of the process we're in right now with these proposals is for the groups to vote on them. So the proposals were created by groups. And that created the list of proposals, and now the proposals are out for the groups to review and vote on. We don't let groups vote on them right away because we want actually to have an informed group conscience. So voting won't begin until February 15th, and it'll go to the end of March, right before the annual business conference. And only proposals that get 60% positive vote will be on the ABC agenda. And just because it makes the ABC agenda doesn't mean it's passed or ratified. So that's where the next part is a group delegate. So now the group is going to entrust a single person to represent them and attend the ABC and listen to further discussions about these proposals, and possibly all the delegates present will come to a motion, and they get to create a motion. And if that motion passes, that'll be, directive to be implemented and help shape and change the future of ACA for everyone. So it's a kind of a distinction between the groups voting on these proposals now and then the delegate voting on the agenda items at the annual business conference. So we encourage the groups to get a delegate. And we WSO has a committee, used to be called delegate training, but it's been rebranded as a delegate engagement, I believe. So, we're trying to get the groups to participate in the process, not just for these proposals, but, possibly throughout the year. So we're hoping to get a more, informed fellowship and more active participation. And the participation here tonight is a great sign. So it's just a visible thing in action. And it's really heartwarming to see. And, we had a great discussion about the conference, being the voice of ACA and the fellowship. So in order to participate in that, the groups do need to have a delegate and have them participate in the ABC. And we are doing our best to make it, time available for everyone. Brian mentioned, you may have to be up at the wee hours of the morning or in the middle of the night to participate. So, we're doing the best we can to make it equitable for everyone, and always open to ideas. And thanks for letting me give that overview.
Thank you, Jim.
A delegate can be drawn from the meeting, so long as it's a WSO meeting. Is that correct? Or do they have to be an intergroup? Or do they have to be a region? Or do they have to have the secret handshake?
WSO and our conference is very, very liberal. So groups can send a delegate, intergroups can send a delegate, and regions can send a delegate.
Yeah, but
any one of those service bodies can nominate a delegate.
Yeah. It has to be a registered group with WSO. Yeah.
And I would add too that you can only represent one entity at a time.
Yes.
Does a step study count?
No.
Yes. Excuse me?
If you're a registered meeting on the meeting list and have a meeting number, you can send a delegate.
Thank you.
Okay, Carol?
Yes, I just wanted to know where we can find the recording. What I want to do is to have the regions send out to our intergroups so they can send out to their meetings, to get more people to listen to the recording of this.
It will be on our webpage, which I'll post a link to in chat. Unless somebody else already did that. Somebody did. Thank you, Debbie. Okay. All right. And we'll try to have it up within 2 days or so.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right.
I would add that to remind everyone, the vote, the question you're asking yourselves when you're voting is, does this issue merit discussion at the annual business conference? It may say on the ballot, I agree or disagree. I'm not sure if that's the language we use, but there are people at my meeting who pointed out that they, sort of polling our membership with an initial poll, we're using the words to include the proposal or not to include the proposal on the agenda. See, we're not, so you might feel like, oh, you know, I don't think we shouldn't do this, but it really is important and I think everyone should talk about it. So you would vote yes.
Okay, next is Tracy.
Hi, thank you. I'm Tracy. I'm an adult child in Connecticut. I am a meeting representative and the intergroup treasurer. And I'm curious, simply, how do I contact someone for clarification on a proposal?
Very good question. And that's something we just kind of realized ourselves. The proposals will have a submitter, right? Mary Jo?
Erin, you had your hand raised.
Did So what has been open now on Slack, each in recent years, we've had an open channel on Slack, which is this year, it's 2022 ABC Delegate Engagement. And that would be one place where delegates can talk to each other about the proposals. And you might even find the originators of the proposals. I know many of them that were here tonight are on Slack, and they could possibly be answering your questions right there. So having an invitation to Slack, what we need is your email. And you can communicate with each other now and up through and till the ABC and even after.
So Slack is another forum like Zoom, right? And
it's more like an email.
Find this 2022 ABC engagement.
Delegate engagement, ABC 2022 delegate engagement is delegate the channel engagement. On Slack.
If you contact us at bpc@adultchildren.org, we can help direct you to that. Or Erin, you want to post the delegate training or Amber, the delegate training, delegate engagement email account in chat so that people can contact you also.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
thank you all for your service.
Hold on, can we can actually, oh yeah, we can do to everyone. I thought it was just hosts in there. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you everyone for your service tonight. I greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome. Arjun?
Yeah, thank you for this workshop, very interesting. I would like some more time for the questions. Just now, one topic, I had a question and the time was taken in with feedback instead of questions. And then I was cut off, so there was no time anymore for that topic.
Yeah.
And I think I can safely say that most people who come here to this workshop are used to more lengthy business meetings.
Yes.
And so that could be that. The second thing, everybody on Slack can invite other people, just copy paste the invitation link to Jim R. So he can post that for everybody to see. So don't need to give email to representatives or officials, but everybody on Slack can invite other people. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. We found out that Aaron can't, you can't give us a chat message directly, so I've just posted the delegate training, delegate engagement email address in chat, so you can contact them for more information. Those of us on this committee, we had limited time to be able to do this, and we are grateful that that everybody participated. We wish we had unlimited time, but we had to set guidelines, and there are other ways of finding out the information that hopefully you can find available. So with that, if there are no other questions, then I think we'll call Jim.
I just want to clarify that the voting on the ballot is open to regions, intergroups, and meeting groups. Mm-hmm. Each of those entities does not have to have a delegate. They are allowed to have a delegate to the ABC, but you do not have to have a delegate in order to vote. You do have to have a group conscience so you can discuss the ballot and as best you can and try. You can reach out again, as Mary Jo said, you can write to us, BPC, Ballot Prep Committee, at adultchildren.org, and we will try to assist you with further information to answer your questions. It was a bit like speed dating this evening, but wow, we did it.
Yeah.
Jim, can I just get clarity on what you just said? I know you guys want to wrap up. So what you're saying is, because I'm the one that asked the question about study groups, there are study groups that are their own entity. And I'm just wondering, and they're very strong. I'm just wondering, what is how are they able to vote?
They have to be registered meeting.
Okay.
So okay. Like, you know, the registering with adultchildren.org on the website.
Okay.
And to be a registered meeting, it means that you're open to anyone who is an adult child. And so if it's a closed meeting that no one new can join, then we are actually working to potentially not have them listed if they're closed to any new members, because that's sort of against the principle of what our meeting list is about.
Yeah, it's kind of semantics. In my mind, a step study group would be a spinoff of a main meeting where like five or six people say, oh, let's study the steps together, which would not, you know, if you're not listed as a meeting that people can just join on or walk into, then you're not.
I'm referring to the larger ones. I'm referring to the ones that are like, that is the group. It's an open meeting and people.
Yeah, if you have a WSO meeting number and you're on the meeting list, then you can vote. There will be a MailChimp email going out on the 15th that will include links to the three versions of the ballot. We have the English version. We also have one in Polish and one in Swedish. Very grateful to those two groups of translators who, this was a Herculean task to translate the ballot this year. And so they will be available by that MailChimp email on the 15th. You will also be able to find it on our homepage for our committee that was posted earlier. By the way, if anybody wants to download the chat, if you go to the chat window, there are three dots on the right side at the bottom, and one of those says save chat, and so you can download the chat if you missed copying any of the links that were listed. Okay. Sue,
I'm just wanted to say thank you so much, all of you, because it's an incredible amount of work that you're doing behind the scenes. And thank you, everyone, for coming out, because it's sometimes a good time and sometimes it's not a good time, depending upon where you are in the world. I want to just share from my own experience when I first started the 2017 ABC and beyond, and I'll just take less than 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. It was the greatest thing, not just to participate and see how these things are going, but what I saw here was how can we do a healthy ACA business meetings in our meeting groups and in our intergroups. And you showed me how to do that with the modified Roberts rules. And I could see how things were going. It wasn't perfect, but it was beautiful. And it made all the difference to my meeting group and my intergroup in Toronto, Canada. And I've been sharing that with global worldwide right now. I encourage anyone to be a delegate. It is the best experience you're going to have for practicing your ACA recovery tools and to help your business meetings get really, really healthy. So I thank you. It was that powerful for me that it made that change. And I really believe in it. I don't know I hope we're going to still do ABC observers, because I like to have that from an engagement perspective. So because usually we have more than one person wanting to come out, maybe not voting, and they want to come out and listen. And again, many of the ABC observers became future ABC delegates. So thank you. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Sue. Okay. All right. Well, take care, everyone. It was a pleasure seeing you, if not actually meeting you, but I'm grateful that you were all here, and Jim and myself, and also Brad, who was with us before, are grateful for the participation. Okay.
We'll see you a week from tomorrow.
Yes, a week from tomorrow, we will be meeting again for the other proposals. There will be six more, and that will start at
nine Eastern, maybe. Did I see that?
No, it's nine. 10, I think 10 what, California time.
10 Eastern.
I mean, excuse me. Is it nine? Yeah, 12 Eastern is what I saw.
10 Eastern.
It's on the website.
Oh, 10. Now that we can...
So it's 7 o'clock in the morning Pacific time.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Just to go over quickly the dateline, it'll be not Sunday, it'll be Monday. Okay, thanks.
Right. My apologies, I was getting it mixed up with the there was a women's thing tomorrow from 9 to noon, I think it was, California.
And I am going to